When Jesus ascended into heaven, having completed his earthly mission, his disciples were present and saw him taken into the clouds after a period of days following his resurrection. In Acts chapter 1, an account of this event is described for us. After Jesus gave them instruction, specifically to go to Jerusalem and wait for power from on high, after he gave them this instruction for the coming days, the Bible says, beginning there in verse 9 of Acts chapter 1, "Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." It is true that Jesus had power from on high, as evidenced by the wonders that he performed. It is also clear from other passages that his power extended to the spiritual realm, as evidenced by his casting out of demons, and even bringing souls back to their earthly bodies when raising them from the dead. Jesus could have chosen any manner of departing his disciples, but he chose to ascend, to be taken up, as the Bible says, and to be received by a cloud in the heavens. His departure brought closure to his disciples, and it also gave them initiative in that the men in white asked, "Why are you gazing?" "And he will come again," they told them. So his disciples knew that they needed to follow through on the directions of Christ and wait for power from on high. So what does the ascension mean, and why reference his return in this passage? Why did Jesus choose to be lifted up and out of their sight? In my mind, the manner of his departure gives great expectation regarding his return. When we watch a loved one leave our home after a visit, and we yearn for them to return even before they leave, we often look for their return to come and to occur in like manner. Perhaps they will leave our driveway, and we will watch our driveway, hoping and hastening their return to us. We expect them to follow the same path of return as they took during their departure. Jesus wanted his disciples to have a visible concept of what his return would be like. Also, by being taken up into the cloud, this would help the disciples understand that he was truly leaving this world, and he would cease to exist bodily in it. Jesus truly went to the spiritual realm, and it is symbolized by being taken up and out of their sight into the unseen. But the departure of Christ gives us great expectation and hope, and it encourages us to keep watch for him as he left the world bodily in the cloud, so he will return. He will return in the cloud, and we shall all see him as those, even in Acts chapter 1, saw him leave.